As we know, the pandemic has upended life for everyone this year. But when it comes to older adults and residents of long-term care facilities in particular, the afflictions of COVID-19 have been disproportionately deadly. In Massachusetts, about 60% of COVID deaths have occurred in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. That's more than 7,100 people. As of this week, vaccines are being given out to residents and staff in these facilities. Here to help us reflect on how this happened is WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who's been following this story from the beginning. Hi there, Miriam, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bob.
So you're an environmental reporter for WBUR, but back in March, you got reassigned to cover how the coronavirus was hitting older people in the state. Tell us a little about that, Miriam, as I think it shows how quickly things were changing at the time.
Yeah, definitely. So as you might remember, back in early March, we were all watching the outbreak at the Life Care Center in Washington State. And I remember a conversation I had with some of my editors at the time where we were all thinking, like, wow, this is really, really bad, and we should probably be prepared to cover something similar here. I volunteered to do this, and for a couple of days, I just tried keeping a running list of facilities with confirmed cases, and very quickly, it became impossible to keep up. There were just too many cases, and there was no data coming from the state. It was really stressful and confusing and just super hard to get a handle on what was happening at the time.
And then there was the outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in Western Mass, a state-run home for veterans that happened around this time.
It did. In about mid-March, I started getting anonymous emails from someone who said that they worked at the soldiers' home. The person said that the virus was killing residents and that there was a refrigerated truck parked outside for all of the dead bodies. I just remember that that image was so shocking and unbelievable at the time. And it's kind of crazy to think back on it now, because seeing refrigerated trucks parked outside of places like this has actually become pretty common.
Sadly, as that is, and for the soldiers' home in Holyoke, it only got worse. It became truly devastating.
Yeah, it really did. At the end of March, the state admitted that 8 veterans had died and that many more were sick. As of this week, 77 veterans have died from COVID-19. And you know, Bob, I think that in a lot of ways, what happened at the soldiers' home happened at long-term care facilities throughout Massachusetts. There were just a lot of vulnerable people living in close quarters. Testing was really limited, and long-standing or chronic staffing problems just got worse as nurses and staff got sick. Kwesi Abler-Depi is a certified nursing assistant at the soldiers' home, and he told me it was just chaos at the time and that it was really, really stressful because the state was sending all of its face masks and PPE to hospitals, meaning that nursing homes like the soldiers' home didn't have enough to keep their staff protected.
People who are going to take care of somebody who is exhibiting the COVID symptoms have no masks. What kind of practice is this?
But what happened at the soldiers' home was also uniquely bad. For example, with staff calling out sick, the management team decided to consolidate 2 floors of dementia patients. And this ended up mixing COVID-positive residents with those who hadn't been infected. And, you know, now the former superintendent and the former medical director are facing criminal negligence charges for their roles in the outbreak.
You mentioned a moment ago problems with understaffing and PPE shortages at nursing homes throughout the state. Tell us other major related issues, Miriam.
Yeah, so another major issue is, you know, the pandemic has really exposed racial disparities in health, and nursing homes are no exception. Our colleague Amelia Mason and I did a deep dive into state coronavirus data, and we found significant racial disparities in nursing home COVID death rates. In fact, more diverse nursing homes had, on average, 25% more COVID-19 deaths than predominantly white facilities. And to put a human face to that statistic, I just want to play you a clip from an interview that Amelia and I did with Boston resident Priscilla Flint Banks. Her mother, Ruby Kinney, died in a predominantly black nursing home in Roxbury this April.
We don't get the same care as white folks do. I just have to this is just the honest to God truth. We are treated different. We live in 2 Bostons. We live in 2 Massachusetts. We live in 2 United States of America. And black people have always been on the bottom.
And to Flint Banks, the irony, she told us, is that her mother spent her whole life working as a home health aide for older adults.
And it just seems like when she needed the care, she didn't get it. So that makes me angry.
It's just so, so sad. And yet, Miriam, it's only one of many, many COVID tragedies from 2020. What are some other big takeaways for you?
Yeah, I mean, one figure that just really sticks with me is the fact that the death rate at nursing homes throughout the state is 90 times that of the general population. And I think that sometimes when we're talking about this many deaths, we just become a little numb. You know, it's easy to forget that each mortality was an individual person and that each of these individuals had family and friends who loved them. This pandemic has been really hard for everyone. And when it comes to older adults, I think there's a tragedy that really goes beyond the numbers. You know, I talked with a woman who couldn't visit her husband with Alzheimer's for months. Another woman who felt really depressed about being alone so much. And a nurse who made a point of sitting by the bed of dying patients so that they wouldn't have to die alone. I think, Bob, nursing home residents are often overlooked or forgotten in our society. And I really think that as we're looking back on this year, we need to remember that just because the people who are dying are older doesn't make their deaths any less tragic.
I think that's a really good point. And it's especially important to remember that during the holidays when we are all remembering people who've been impacted and people that we've lost during 2020. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has been covering the coronavirus in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities and will continue to do so as we round the corner into what we hope will be a better new year. Miriam, thank you.
Glad to be with you, Bob.